Hey guys, welcome back to Vikings Connected. My name's Erin Newberg. This is Chris Hockey.
Hi.
And it's time for my favorite new segment,
Purple Ink. That's right, exactly. And this week we talked to great tight end, Kyle Rudolph. And Kyle's got a fantastic full sleeve tattoo.
Yeah.
Some other things as well, but the sleeve is new, very intricate, and has a lot to do with his family, means a lot to him. You'll like this one. We are here in the studio to talk about ink with Kyle Rudolph, and you've got some fantastic stuff, not only on your arm, but stuff that can't be seen on your chest and up on your shoulder as well. So tell me about the first piece and why you got it.
So my first piece says, like father, like son.
Right.
Obviously it has meaning to my dad and I, but also my faith, our father. And, it goes much deeper than just my dad and I. It was a piece that was important to me. You know, my dad is someone that I've looked up to my whole life, but, also looking up to our father and my faith as well. So it was something that I knew I wanted to start there, and it's just continued to grow since.
How was dad with the tattoo? Was he okay with it? Did he like it?
Yeah, my parents were both okay with all my tattoos. My mom made me promise that I had to wait until I kind of knew what I was doing with my life and knew what I wanted. She wanted me to really take the time to think about the pieces that I wanted to put on my body, because as everyone knows with tattoos, they're there forever.
Yeah. Think about what you're going to get before you actually roll into the tattoo shop and get them. You went full sleeve. Was there any trepidation about having a full sleeve that you couldn't hide unless you wore a long sleeve shirt?
No. The biggest thing for me, like I said, I took the time to think out each and every piece, and I wanted to get it all at once. I didn't want to just have a quarter of it done or half of it done or have, pieces throughout my arm without being filled. So I took the time and, probably the better part of 5-6 years of thinking out, what do I want, where do I want it, and once I had it finished, then it was go time.
Right. So speaking of go time, the big one, let's just start right there. I want to go through the entire design, but how long did this take? How many sessions? How many hours?
Oh, I did it over the course of 2 weekends. The first, just getting the sleeve was between 50 and 60 hours. And then we've obviously gone back since and kind of fine-tuned everything, touched it up. I think I'm at 71 hours in my left arm. It's a lot of time, but like you said, when it's going to be there forever, you want it done right.
Break it down for me. Take me from top to bottom or bottom to top, if you would.
Yeah, so I started bottom to top. I did my forearm first. Like I said, I had that piece first on my wrist, and mine has a lot of symbolism. So obviously that piece is my dad and symbolizes my relationship with my dad. And then on the top of my wrist, I have a rose, and this rose is off of the funeral card from my grandma on my mom's side. So as you work your way, around, you have a rosary here that kind of comes down through the middle. And my mom's dad was in the Navy forever, and his hobby was making rosaries, and he made thousands of rosaries throughout his life. He and my other grandfather were both in the Navy, so we have some doves, symbolic of the Navy, and at a Naval Academy funeral, obviously you have the doves. Here, the hands, the Michelangelo hands, reaching out, kind of my relationship with God type deal. Move a little further here, the dead middle piece of my arm. So this is my dad's mom. That is not actually her. That is just a realistic looking angel.
Hmm.
And I'm the oldest grandchild on that side, extremely spoiled. And, my grandma always called me Angel Face. That was her term of endearment for me. She loved it. So the piece is just that. It's the angel with the wing, but all you see is her face. So that's where that comes from. As you work your way up a little further on the inside, you have the shamrock, Notre Dame guy.
Yeah.
I have some Irish heritage, so symbolic of that. Here, script across the middle, it says Brother's Keeper. I'm the oldest of three siblings, so I've kind of always taken pride in looking out for my younger brother and younger sister, and that's symbolic of them. Work your way up a little further. You have a time piece here, and symbolic of just our time on Earth and how limited it is. People always ask if the actual time on the clock is significant.
Yeah.
It's not.
Really?
It's, yeah, just a certain time. So then above that, you have my guardian angel. I like to tell people that I use my body, but we all know that's not the case. But it's, you know, a nice, strong guy, and his wings are drawn so that they look weathered. You know, it looks like he's kind of been through hell and back. And, you know, you got some wings here that have fallen off and scattered throughout the inside and outside of my arm. So that's, yeah, that kind of completes the sleeve as you work from bottom to top.
Right. I saw you have some, are they Roman numerals?
Correct.
What's that?
Yeah, so across my right trap, I have Jordan and I's wedding date in Roman numerals. Okay. So we got 2/13/16 there. That was actually the next tattoo after my sleeve.
Okay.
So I went from my sleeve to my trap. And then this offseason, I added the twins' names. So I have Anderson and Finley across the front of my collarbones.
And you're going that direction, you were saying. Are you going to do a full chest piece?
Yeah. You know, it's in the works. Like I said, I have all my work is related to family, symbolic of family members, things that are important to me. So, you know, for me, it's we're going to do some filler with the birth flowers of my mom, of Jordan, of the twins, and just kind of fill everything in a little bit throughout the chest.
So we ask everybody this on the way out, so I'm not just putting you on the spot here, but outside of yours, who has the best tattoo on the squad?
Well, that's a good question. Best tattoo on the squad. I think my favorite tattoo on the squad is Everson's biceps.
Yeah.
You know, he has 100% real on the inside of his biceps, and he's got to be the only person that can pull that off.
Yeah.
So that would be my favorite tattoo.
That's great, man. Right on. Good to talk to you, man.
Yeah.